the Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A major development in Washington, truly, and this is truly major. Joe Manchin caved. He has now agreed with Schumer, but you know that this was orchestrated by Biden in the background. He did a terrific job. They have now reached a deal on soft infrastructure. Believe it or not, Manchin has reversed virtually all of his objections. Not all of them, but virtually all. On energy, drug prices, and taxes, corporate taxes. It's unbelievable. But here's what I'm reporting. This came out late yesterday. Manchin now agrees, to allow Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices. That is huge. That is huge. If you go to a store to buy prescription drugs, and let's say that you don't even have insurance, you're going to pay a very high dollar. Your insurance company has probably negotiated a group rate. Companies, for instance, a large company, say IBM, Microsoft, will negotiate large rates, large reduction of rates. But Medicare is the largest consumer of prescription drugs in the world. They can easily go to the pharmaceutical companies and say, look, you're charging us $20 for this pill. It's costing you $2 to make it. And the pharmaceutical company go, yeah, but we have marketing. We have people to pay. Yeah, yeah, I understand that. But instead of $20, we'll give you $5. It costs you $2 to make it, and that's $3 for marketing, overhead. No, no, we want more. And then they agree on $6 so that there's a good profit margin for them. That will save hundreds of billions of dollars. It was stopped by the Republicans because the pharmaceutical companies are among the donors who own them. And Manchin finally has said yes. I think largely because Biden skillfully got senior groups in his state. West Virginia is a poor state. It's not one of these states with the high average income compared to, say, Massachusetts or New York or California. And they suddenly woke up and thinking, well, why aren't we paying less for prescription drugs? So Manchin's agreed to that. The second thing is, believe it or not, he has a $30 million stake in a coal company. He has agreed to a large clean energy expenditure from the government that will reduce carbon emissions by 40% by 2030. That's what we wanted in the first place. And he kept saying no because of the energy industry. I think what's happened is that Democrats in his state got so disgusted with him, and there was so much discussion around the country about putting a primary candidate up against him. He remembered a basic rule of politics. Before you start pandering to the other side to get a few scraps of votes, hold your base. Hold your base. If your base turns on you in a Republican state and you're a Democrat, you're not going anywhere. He will now say okay to that. The third thing is, and this is something, and by the way, this is great. The title of this bill is the Deficit Reduction Act, which is true. It will cut the deficit by $300 billion in two ways. $300 billion in two ways. Ramping up IRS enforcement and closing for real certain loopholes. Why is that significant? Why isn't that the usual baloney where guys go, oh, we're going to close loopholes and blah, blah, blah? Because George W. Bush, about 15 years ago when he was president, at the behest of his donors, largely securities thieves, they came up with an idea. They said, okay, one way to avoid enforcement is just cut the number of IRS auditors, accountants, and enforcers. And they cut enforcement staff massively. Now, the IRS stations 12 months a year auditors in the large investment banks in New York because they don't trust them. And I don't trust them either. And they monitor all these transactions. But they don't have people embedded in large corporations, and they don't have people embedded with large investors. But in the old days, there would be random spot checks, and you were afraid of going to jail if you committed a criminal offense, and that's what kept you honest. The reason that you and I file our taxes honestly is frankly morality. I believe in it. But even if you are an immoral person, you go, well, I just read about a guy who went to jail for 3 years. I can't do that. They cut it so badly that the IRS was auditing, you know, one in maybe hundreds of thousands of returns. You could practically put down anything, anything, and get away with it because of George W. Bush and the Republicans. So anytime anybody goes praising George W. Bush because compared to Trump, he looks good, Trump is the worst, but George W. Bush is terrible, okay? This will add massive amounts of auditors, accountants, and IRS enforcers to flush out a trillion dollars or more that we're losing in tax revenue. And it'll close the deficit by $300 billion. And loopholes, let me give you an example of a loophole. I don't know that this one was in it, but the one that kills me is, you're not going to believe this, if you run a hedge fund, okay, you don't pay income tax at all. Your secretary will pay a higher rate than you do. What do I mean by that? These people get something like 2% of the assets every year just for nothing. So 2% of a billion is 20 million. 2% of 100 billion is 2 billion. If you have 100 billion under management, you get 2 billion because you have a couple of computers and secretaries. Then you'll get another 1.5 or 2% for any amount that you exceed the S&P 500 index in your investments. You take a lot of chances. You short things, you buy derivatives. If it pays off, if you have 100 billion under investment, you get the 2 billion right off the top, no matter how badly you do, and then you get 1.5% of anything over the S&P 500. If the investment doesn't pay off, even if half the fund is wiped out, you stick out your hand and say, too bad, give me my 2 billion. And you pay no income tax. Why is that? Because their lobbyists went to Congress and they said, we have an idea. Call their, what they make, something other than income. Call it carried interest. Carried interest is a form of compensation you get, and this is typically in oil wells and timber. It's supposed to take into account the enormous risk you take when you occasionally get a good well. It's called carried interest, and you only pay the capital gains rate, which is less than half of the income tax rate. Say, let's call it 15% for now, okay? The reason for that is you may go out and legitimately drill 50 wells that cost you millions of dollars. 49 of them are dry, but one of them's a gusher. So the money you get out of that gusher, the argument went, well, why don't we give them a break for the risk they took and the amount they put in? Timber is somewhat similar. It's a very, very hazardous investment. And that is to compensate for risk. But there's no risk with the hedge fund. They get 2% off the top even if they bankrupt the fund. They have no risk. But they've given so much money to politicians, even New York senators are opposed to closing that loophole. Schumer and the other one, simply because they get their money from Wall Street. And that is true of almost every Republican and some other Democrats. I do not know if that loophole was closed in this bill. I hadn't heard that it was, but there are other loopholes that are very similar, and the Republicans have resisted closing them. And the idea is that we will cut the deficit by $300 billion a year by ramping up IRS enforcement and closing these loopholes. This bill will also extend the expanded Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, till 2025. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is right now there's a subsidy on insurance premiums. In other words, the government pays part of them for poor people. That will extend till 2025, 3 more years. The idea is that at 2025, if even a Republican administration, God forbid, is in power, if they cut off tens of millions of people who are used to having health care, at some point, they're not even going to be able to do that. The SOP that they gave was to reform environmental permitting. Now, you may say, well, that's a terrible thing. Well, no, that's not a terrible thing. There are a lot of delays, and there are a lot of obstacles, and there are a lot of hurdles that you have. if you want to build a plant or do something with permitting. If it's a bad plant, yeah, it shouldn't be permitted, but you shouldn't make people jump through unnecessary hoops. As a result of that, that is going to pass. That is going to pass with just a majority. It's a major, major development. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.